Pacheco, and welcome to Forgotten Hollywood. I've written a paperback I'd like you to read. It tells America's story through the eyes of great character actors of Hollywood's golden age. Joining me on today's program is the radio columnist from the Orange County Register and my good friend Gary Lycan with his weekly On the Backlot report. This week, we'll take a unique look at popular music's tribute to world history. American lyricists love to share the human experience in song. By doing so, important figures throughout the ages remain immortalized in a cultural way. For some odd reason, music from Astaire and Rogers films always seem to conjure up the past in the most random of reasons. Let me provide two examples. In the case of They All Laughed, written by George and Ira Gershwin, this composition was featured in the 1937 film Shall We Dance as a choreographed routine. The song highlights the supposed folly of our inventive nature. Columbus, Fulton, Marconi, Edison, and the Wright brothers are among the folks mentioned. In a standard published in 1922, Chicago was pilfered for use in the 1939 Astaire's Roger vehicle, The Story of Vernon and Irene Castle. In the tune, influential evangelist and noted prohibitionist Billy Sunday is highlighted. The irony of the song's use in the movie, it was written 4 years after Vernon Castle's death during World War I. The timing may have been historically flawed, but the message embodies the growing maturity of cities during the first two decades of the 20th century. Frank Sinatra later delivered a rousing version of Chicago in the 1957 film, The Joker is Wild. Let's listen to both numbers, each laden with historical references, on Forgotten Hollywood.
They all laughed at Christopher Columbus when he said the world was round. They all laughed when Edison recorded sound. They all laughed at Wilbur and his brother when they said man could fly. They told Marconi that wireless was a phony. It's the same old cry. They laughed at me wanting you. Said I was reaching for the moon. You came through. Now they have to change their tune. They all said we never could be happy. They laughed at us and how. Ho, ho, ho. Who's got the last laugh now? They all laughed at Rockefeller Center. Now they're fighting to get in. They all laughed at Whitney and his cotton gin. They all laughed at Fulton and his steamboat. And Hershey and his chocolate bar. Ford and his Lizzie, he kept the laughers busy. That's how people are. They laughed at me wanting you. Said it would be hello, goodbye. You came through. Now they're eating humble pie. They all said we'd never get together, darling. Let's take a bow. At the past laugh, ha ha ha. Who's got the last laugh now?
Chicago, Chicago, that toddling town. Chicago,
Chicago, I will show you around. I love it, bet your bottom dollar you lose the blues in Chicago, Chicago, the town that Billy Sunday couldn't shut down. On State Street, that great street, I just want to say, they do things they don't do on Broadway. They have the time of their life. I saw a man, he danced with his wife in Chicago, Chicago, my hometown. Chicago, Chicago, that toddling town. Chicago, Chicago, I'll show you around. I love it, bet your bottom dollar you lose the blues in Chicago, Chicago, the town that Billy Sunday could not shut down. On State Street, that great street, I just want to say, they do things that they never do on Broadway. Say, they have the time of their life. I saw a man and he danced with his wife in Chicago, Chicago, Chicago.
Pacheco, and we're checking out popular tunes in American culture that mention great names in history. In 1934, Leo Robin wrote the words to a fetching tune, which was promptly placed in two motion pictures, Here Is My Heart and Millions in the Air. Now, these are two movies in the Forgotten Hollywood Hall of Fame. The harmonious selection thankfully lives on, like the goddess from Greek mythology it references. The Venus de Milo is an iconic work of art currently on display at the Louvre in Paris. The statue, with its missing arms, is said to depict Aphrodite, the goddess of love and beauty. The name of the composition, Love Is Just Around the Corner. The four freshmen with their spirited version, Unforgotten Hollywood.
Love is just around the corner, in a cozy little corner. Love is just around the corner, when I'm around you. I'm a sentimental mourner, and I couldn't be forlorner. When you keep me in the corner, just waiting for you. Venus de Milo was noted for her charms. Strictly between us, you're cuter than Venus, and what's more, you got arms. Let's go cuddle in the corner, in the cozy little corner. Love is just around the corner, when I'm around you. Venus de Milo was noted for her charms. Strictly between us, you're cuter than Venus, and what's more, you've got arms. So let's go cuddle in the corner, any cozy little corner. Love is just around the corner, and I'm around you, and I'm around you. Yes, love is just around the corner.
I'm Hans Christian Andersen, I've many a tale to tell. And though I'm a cobbler, I'd say I tell them rather well. I'll mend your shoes and I'll fix your boots when I have a moment free. When I'm not otherwise occupied as a purple duck or a mountainside or a quarter after three. I'm Hans Christian Andersen, Andersen, that's me. I'm Hans Christian Andersen, I bring you a fable rare. There once was a table who said, oh, how I'd love a chair. And then and there came a sweet young chair all dressed in a bridal gown. He said to her in a voice so true, now I did not say I would marry you, but I would like to sit down. I'm Hans Christian Andersen, Andersen's in town. I write myself a note each day and I place it in my hat. The wind comes by, the hat blows high, but that's not the end of that. For round and round the world it goes, it lands here right behind myself. I pick it up and I read the note, which is merely to remind myself. I'm Hans Christian Andersen, Andersen, that's me. I'm Hans Christian Andersen, my pen's like a babbling brook. Permit me to show you, dear sir, my very latest book. Now here's a tale of a simple fool, just glance at a page or two. You laugh, ha-ha, but you blush a bit, for you realize while you're reading it that it's also reading you. I'm Hans Christian Andersen, Andersen, that's who. I'm Hans Christian Andersen, and this is an April day. It's full of the magic I need to speed me on my way. My pocketbook has an empty look, I limp on a lumpy shoe. Or if I wish, I'm a flying fish or a millionaire with a rocking chair and a dumpling in my stew. I'm Hans Christian Andersen, Andersen, that's who.
In 1952, noted comedian Danny Kaye was asked to personify the 19th century Danish author of children's stories. Andersen's most notable tales were Thumbelina, The Emperor's New Clothes, The Little Mermaid, The Princess and the Pea, and The Ugly Duckling. His personal joy in life was meeting Charles Dickens. Writer and comedian Meredith Willson based his Tony Award-winning play, The Music Man, on his 1948 memoirs. Growing up in Mason City, Iowa, Willson decided to incorporate Midwest values into lyric and verse. And voila! He created the anti-hero, Professor Harold Hill, who was not above referencing turn-of-the-century musicians and songwriters as a way to sell band instruments to small-town USA. Among the folks Hill claimed to know, the father of the blues, W.C. Handy, and the accomplished conductor and composer of military marches, John Philip Sousa. There is little doubt. You Got Trouble, with a capital T, and that rhymes with P, and that stands for pool. This is Forgotten Hollywood.
Folks, listen. May I have your attention, please? Attention, please. I can deal with the troubled friends with a wave of my hand, this very hand. Please observe me if you will. I'm Professor Harold Hill, and I'm here to organize a River City Boys band. Oh, think, my friends, how can any pool table ever hope to compete with a gold trombone? Ra-ra, ra-da-da-da-da-ra-ra. Remember, my friends, what a handful of trumpet players did to the famous, fabled walls of Jericho. Oh, billiard parlor walls come a-tumbling down. Well, a band will do it, my friends. Oh, yes, I said a boys' band. Do you hear me? I said River City gotta have a boys' band, and I mean she needs it today. Well, Professor Harold Hill's on hand. River City's gonna have her boys' band. As sure as the Lord made little green apples, and that band's gonna be in uniform. Johnny, Willie, Teddy, Fred. And you see the glitter of crashing cymbals. And you hear the thunder of rolling drums and the shimmer of trumpets. Tom-ta-da! And you'll feel something akin to the electric thrill I once enjoyed when Gilmore, Pat Conway, the great creator, W.C. Handy, and John Philip Sousa all came to town on the very same historic day. 76 trombones led the big parade, with 110 cornets close at hand. They were followed by rows and rows of the finest virtuosos, the cream of every famous band. 76 trombones caught the morning sun, with 110 cornets right behind. There were more than 1,000 reeds springing up like weeds. There were horns of every shape and kind. There were copper bottom timpani and horse platoons, thundering, thundering all along the way. Double bell euphoniums and big bassoons, each bassoon having his big fat say. There were 50 mounted cannon in the battery, thundering, thundering louder than before. Clarinets of every size and trumpeters who'd improvise a full octave higher than the score.
Whenever I'm from time to time depressed, and the trauma wells and swells within my breast, I find some pride deep inside of me as I fondly walk the lane of memory. I see Bonaparte, a mean one, if ever I've seen one, and Nero fiddling through that lovely blaze. Antoinette, dainty queen, wizard quaint, guillotine, yeah. Those were the good old days. I see Indians dragging an empty covered wagon, when scalping the settlers was the latest craze, and the glorious morn Jack the Ripper was born. Those were the good old days. I'd sit on my rocking chair, so peacefully rocking there, counting my blessings by the score. The rack was in fashion, the plagues were my passion, each day held a new joy in store. Was anybody happy? I see cannibals munching, a missionary luncheon. The years may have flown, but the memory stays, like the hopes that were dashed when the stock market crashed. Those were the good old days. I'd walk a million miles or more for some of the gore of those good old days. I was so contented when prisons were invented, and the ones with the gallows set my heart ablaze. I was burning with pride the day Bonnie met Clyde. Those were the good old days. I dozed by the fireside, dreaming of cyanide. Never a worry or a care. And how can one measure the infinite pleasure of dreaming of the electric chair? Some people found it shocking. And in the aisles I lay 'em with arson and with mayhem. It's a hammy routine, but it always plays. And my favorite encore was the Hundred Years' War. Those were the good old days. I gladly sail the seven seas for just one reprise of those good.
You're tuned to Forgotten Hollywood. Ray Walson provided an exemplary array of infamous types associated with, shall we say, devilish behavior in Damn Yankees, including Nero, Napoleon, Jack the Ripper, and Marie Antoinette. The gifted actor stole the movie from the likes of Gwen Verdon and Tab Hunter, and it's definitely a lost Bob Fosse choreographed classic. Mel Brooks stepped up the ante when he created his questionable tribute to Adolf Hitler in The Producers. Villainous notoriety is often remembered in the annals of history. Meanwhile, 16th century Spanish novelist and playwright Miguel de Cervantes is best remembered for his literary creation, the chivalrous Hidalgo Don Quixote de la Mancha. His love for the unattainable Dulcinea and his misguided quest for adventure leads to charmingly hilarious results. In fact, his name is derived from the word quixotic, which technically means the foolish, impractical pursuit of ideals, typically marked with lofty romantic forays. Either way, it's hard not to love this Walter Mitty of a man. Now, I, Don Quixote, from Man of La Mancha, on Forgotten Hollywood.
Come, enter into my imagination and see him. Bony, hollow-faced, eyes that burn with the fire of inner vision. He conceives the strangest project ever imagined, to become a knight-errant and sally forth into the world to right all wrongs. His name, Don Quixote de la Mancha. Hear me now, O thou bleak and unbearable world, thou art base and debauched as can be. And a knight with his banners all bravely unfurled, thou hurls down his gauntlet to thee.
Nothing more
than just the ordinary chance to live exactly as he likes and do precisely what he wants. An average man am I, of no eccentric whim, who wants to live his life free of strife, doing whatever he thinks is best for him. Just an ordinary man. But let a woman in your life, and your serenity is through. She'll redecorate your home from the cellar to the dome, then get on to the enthralling fun of overhauling you. Oh, let a woman in your life, and you are up against the wall. Make a plan and you will find she has something else in mind. And so rather than do either, you do something else that neither likes more. You want to talk of Keats or Milton. She only wants to talk of love. You go to see a play or ballet and spend it searching for her glove. And let a woman in your life, and you invite eternal strife. Let them buy their wedding bands for those anxious little hands. I'd be equally as willing for a dentist to be drilling than to ever let a woman in my life. I'm a very gentle man, even tempered and good-natured, whom you'd never hear complain, who has the milk of human kindness by the quart in every vein. A patient man am I, down to my fingertips, the sort who never could ever would let an insulting remark escape his lips. Just a very gentle man. But let a woman in your life, and patience hasn't got a chance. She will beg you for advice, your reply will be concise, and she'll listen very nicely, then go out and do precisely what you want. You are a man of grace and polish, who never spoke above a hush. Now all at once you're using language that would make a sailor blush. Oh, let a woman in your life, you are plunging in the night. Let the others of my sex tie the knot around their necks. I'd prefer a new edition of the Spanish Inquisition than to ever let a woman in my life. I'm a quiet living man who prefers to spend his evenings in the silence of his room, who likes an atmosphere as restful as an undiscovered tomb. A pensive man am I, of philosophic joys, who likes to meditate, contemplate, free from humanity's mad, inhuman noise. Just a quiet living man. But let a woman in your life, and your sabbatical is through. In a line that never ends comes an army of her friends, come to jabber and to chatter and to tell her what the matter is with you. She'll have a booming, boisterous family who will descend on you en masse. She'll have a large, Wagnerian mother with a voice that shatters glass. Oh, let a woman in your life. Let a woman in your life. Let a woman in your life. I shall never let a woman in my life.
From My Fair Lady, nice references to important British poets John Keats and John Milton from Rex Harrison. When we come back with more Forgotten Hollywood, a look at 20th century America before and after the Cold War. Manny Pacheco here. Forgotten Hollywood, Forgotten History, and Son of Forgotten Hollywood, Forgotten History shares Americana through the eyes of actors who appear under the titles of such iconic movies such as The Wizard of Oz.
That's a horse of a different color. Come on in.
Casablanca.
I'm shocked, shocked to find that gambling is going on in here.
And It's a Wonderful Life.
A discontented, lazy rabble instead of a thrifty working class.
Son of Forgotten Hollywood, Forgotten History was recently a 2013 gold medal recipient from the Reader's Favorite Book Awards, complete with a star-studded ceremony in Miami. You can purchase the entire Forgotten Hollywood book series on Amazon and at independent bookstores, and you can download the first paperback to your virtual library as an ebook for your Kindle, Nook, or on your favorite e-reader through Apple. The Forgotten Hollywood book series is a perfect gift. I invite you to visit ForgottenHollywood.com and pick up a copy of these books today. National treasure George M. Cohan is regarded as the father of American musical comedy. I'm Manny Pacheco. This is Forgotten Hollywood. He was a headliner until 1940. Cohen's musical contributions include Over There, Give My Regards to Broadway, and You're a Grand Old Flag. He wrote his signature piece in 1904, which was first presented on Broadway in Little Johnny Jones, and later used as a theme for the Cohen biography in 1942. The film earned James Cagney his only competitive Oscar as the Best Actor of the Year. We best remember this walking tribute to America because of Yankee Doodle Dandy, which we have for you on Forgotten Hollywood. This is Forgotten Hollywood. The 1950s were a time of historical transition. General Eisenhower became President Eisenhower, and a Cold War with Russia made us long for American heroism, tarnished by the branding of communism among society's elite and famous.
Mr. Sandman, bring me a dream. Bum, 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 bum. Make him the cutest.
Storytelling on the small screen provided needed escapism for a growing suburbia. Disney's reflection of the Davy Crockett legacy might lack in accuracy, but the frontier was never more glamorous for the former Tennessee congressman who bravely died at the Alamo. The show became so popular that modern children started wearing coonskin caps to school in mass numbers. At the center of this notoriety was the affable Fess Parker as Crockett. Forgotten Hollywood remembers how the episodic show began each week.
Born on a mountaintop in Tennessee, Green estate in the land of the free. Raised in the woods so's he knew every tree. Killed him a bar when he was only three. Davy, Davy Crockett, king of the wild frontier. Fought single-handed through the Indian War till the Creeks was whipped and peace was in store. And while he was handling this risky chore, made himself a legend forevermore. Davy, Davy Crockett, the man who don't know fear. He went off to Congress and served a spell, fixing up the government and laws as well. Took over Washington, so I heard tell, and patched up the crack in the Liberty Bell. Davy, Davy Crockett, seeing his duty clear. When he come home, his politicking was done. Why, the Western March had just begun. So he packed his gear and his trusty gun and lit out a grinning to follow the sun. Davy, Davy Crockett, leading the pioneer.
Boy, the way Glenn Miller played
songs that made the hit parade.
Guys like me, we had it made. Those were the days. Didn't need no welfare state.
Everybody pulled his weight.
G.R.O. was sour and great. Those were the days.
And you knew where you were.
Girls were girls and men were men.
Mister, we could use a man like Herbert Hoover again. People seem to be content.
$50 paid the rent. Freaks were in a circus tent.
Those were the days.
Watch the Dodgers win.
Have yourself a dandy day
that costs you under a fin.
Hair was short and skirts were long. Kate Smith really sold the song.
I don't know just what went wrong. Those were the days.
Wow, a massive dichotomy provided by your friends here at Forgotten Hollywood. Thanks, Gary! Archie Bunker of the 1970s was a different sort of everyman who yearned for the music of Glenn Miller and the presidency of Herbert Hoover? A bigot by nature, this Norman Lear creation shattered the comedic imagination of a national audience, spurned by an unpopular war in Southeast Asia and the political shenanigans surrounding what we now know as Watergate. Unlikely music was selected to capture the heart of one's belief in self when the world's ethics are in question. A cinematic biography of the most vocal dissenter from the latter half of the 20th century, boxer Muhammad Ali, used this song as its theme. Written by Linda Creed and Michael Masser, and from the 1977 film The Greatest, here's George Benson and The Greatest Love of All on Forgotten Hollywood.
I believe the children are our future. Teach them well and let them lead the way. Show them all the beauty they possess inside. Give them a sense of pride to make it easier. Let the children's laughter remind us how we used to be. Everybody's searching for a hero. People need someone to look up to. I never found anyone who fulfilled my need. A lonely place to be. So I learned to depend on me. I decided long ago never to walk in anyone's shadow. If I fail, if I succeed, at least I'll live as I believe. No matter what they take from me, they can't take away my dignity. Because the greatest love of all was happening to me. That special place that you've been dreaming of leads you to a lonely place. Find your strength in love.
Next on Forgotten Hollywood, the radio columnist of the Orange County Register, Gary Lycan, and is on the back lot segment with current news and notes about Hollywood's past. Hi, I'm Gary Lycan, and welcome back to this week's visit to On the Backlot, where we discover the past is still relevant today, where the movies, the music, and the people who brought it to us still touch our lives. So grab some popcorn and join us down front in the theater as we take our stroll through the studio backlot. You know, hearing Manny play 76 trombones for the Music Man brought back a couple of memories to actually both of us. Manny, I understand that you played Professor Harold Hill.
I did.
Oh, my gosh. How was that?
It was fun. My favorite character in all of Broadway.
Good to know. I didn't know that, so that's a little bit of trivia we discovered here on Forgotten Hollywood. Well, my story is I met Meredith Willson when he appeared at Santa Ana College in 1964 as part of an artist concert series. Over the next few years, we exchanged letters about various aspects of music, and when he was honored by Pacific Pioneer Broadcasters, my friend, the announcer Bill Baldwin, who you may remember as the announcer in the Rocky films, he arranged for the USC Marching Band to enter the Sportsman's Lodge Ballroom in Studio City and play 76 trombones as part of the awards presentation. Boy, what a day that was. What a memory that was. And by the way, Manny, if you look closely at the movie Music Man the next time, you will see Wilson's wife, Renee. She was a delightful lady. She played the female bassoon player in a key scene in the movie. And also, we should take note, too, of the movie Timmy Everett, he played Tommy in The Music Man. It was his only film, and he died young at age 39. Finally, you know, we're not sure how many pairs there were of James Cagney's shoes used in filming Yankee Doodle Dandy, but we do notice from time to time we see a pair on the auction block, and the estimated value for a pair of those shoes is $8,000 to $10,000. Why? Well, because the black leather laced tap shoes with cap toe and built-in 1.5-inch heel lifts were likely custom-made for Cagney specifically, as they bear no maker's marks or labels. Cagney literally danced his heels off, which is why there were probably several pairs. The shoes have small separations at the Achilles heel, and they do show general signs of screen use. So if you see them show up at an auction, you may want to go out and bid on them.
Well, shoo enough. That's all the time we. That's all the time, Annie, that we have for Backlot this week. So it's time to hoof off until next week. I'm running out of puns. And now back to our master of the movies, our guide into forgotten Hollywood, Manny Pacheco.
Thank you, Gary Lycan, and thank you for the mention about the Music Man. And many thanks to our producer, Steve Guzman. It's true, I'm a romantic at heart, and the greatest lover of them all was Don Juan in literature. Inspirational references are found in the works of Molière, Byron, Mozart, and George Bernard Shaw. And there was a comedic movie adaptation in 1993 which offered the talents of Johnny Depp, Faye Dunaway, and the magnificent Marlon Brando. In this case, Brando is our nostalgic link to Hollywood's studio era. Join us next week for another edition of Forgotten Hollywood. And remember, let's never forget. I'm Manny Pacheco.